It's my understanding that you believe that the DNA of the human species was altered by ETs.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of concern today about GMO foods, but you're saying we're in fact GMO people.
Well, you see, I have the knowledge of antique books. Now, everyone in our society who is educated as a Christian knows the Bible. And in the Bible, at the beginning, the Moses 1:6, they say, when the sons of the gods saw that the daughters of the humans were beauty, they took them to wife. That's one statement. So you ask, which sons of the gods? There are no sons of the gods. Some of them call it fallen angels. Now, I know the book of Enoch. Enoch was a prophet before the great flood. And Enoch was in contact with extraterrestrials. Of course, he does not call them extraterrestrial. He guardians of the sky or guardians of the heaven. And Enoch reports that 200 of these guardians of the sky have descended to earth, and here they saw beautiful girls. And the 200 wanted to have sex with these beautiful girls, and they did it. That means extraterrestrial had a sexual contact with some of our forefathers. Now we have a lot of questions, because normally we say extraterrestrials would look completely different to us. It would never work. For example, the sexual apparatus is never the same between extraterrestrials and us. But this is possible. Soon as you accept the theory of panspermia. Panspermia means we are the offspring of another solar system.